T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. In the annals of absurdity, which is where we're living today, is this one. I can't. Okay. Headline. And this just perfectly captures the lies that were told to us about how many people would die from COVID-19, how many people would need hospitalization. Lies, I think, to drive economic hysteria and crash the market. I really believe that. I always will. And the devastating effects that they had, like what reality on the ground was. And so MSNBC, I don't know if you heard the audio, maybe now still chasing people around the country. They're literally mask shaming them live on national television.
Okay.
Pointing to people and going, he doesn't have a mask on. Look at him. Oh, my God. Live national TV. Well, one guy turned it on them and he picked up his phone, started filming them. He's like, well, neither do you.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person wearing a mask was the camera, was the reporter, the cameraman, the crew. None of them had masks on.
In other words, the one that was in the picture.
Yes, the guy in the picture. Exactly.
That's my point. This is all about accessorizing these things.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Virtue signaling. That's what it is. And so that tells me, I mean, yeah, they're hypocrites. We can laugh at them. They're a bunch of liars. Yeah. I mean, shame on them out there mask shaming people while not wearing masks themselves. I mean, how hypocritical can you get? But what this shows you, and again, this is the same thing we've seen with Whitmer. We saw this, with the governor of Virginia, where masks are now mandatory in Virginia, except he was just seen over the weekend not wearing one. These people do not believe what they are telling you. If they really believed it was so scary, then, you know, Governor Whitmer, who banned people from driving to their second homes, she wouldn't have had people at hers. They caught cars at her second home. If she really believed what she was saying when she said no motorboats, no jet skis, her husband wouldn't have tried to go out in a motorboat. They're not afraid because they know this thing isn't anywhere near as deadly as what they're telling you. That is what this shows. The fact that the whole MSNBC crew, except the reporter, would go out without a mask. They know it's not deadly. They'd be scared to death if it was as deadly as they claim. I would be.
No.
But it's not. And they know it. This is a game. And here is what the price of the game is. Listen to this. This is from the Greenville News. Prisma, the health system, got $79 million in federal COVID-19 stimulus funds, as officials point to a $144 million shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, wait, shortfall. I thought we were going to be mobbed with COVID patients, right? And if you said anything different, and I did, I got my Facebook account taken away. As it turns out, for being right.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got it back. Couldn't say anything different. Weren't allowed to have any kind of debate in this country. Okay, listen to this. By mid-April, Prisma had furloughed or reduced the hours of more than 10% of its employees as healthcare systems across the state cut elective procedures. They had to clear the beds, right?
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, we're going to have this massive amount of people. Man, they're going to be banging the doors down. It's going to be like the zombie apocalypse, except it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how'd that work out? Not so good. Hospitals overall are still operating well below normal levels for this time of year. Let me let you process that for a minute. I thought this was a crisis. I thought, according to the media, in this state, we were all going to die. If Henry lifted the order, we could not stay home anymore, right? We just got to go out. We're all going to die. Let me read that to you again. Hospitals overall are still operating well below normal levels for this time of year. Well, both those things can't be true, Lee. I mean, yeah. We're either all going to die or this ain't nothing. Listen to this. Hospitals in Greenville were at 59% of capacity on Monday, according to DHEC.
Where's the crush of patients?
Yeah.
The disaster. They never came. Didn't happen.
Well, that's because we took such smart measures and stayed home. No, Henry was one of the last to close. Not once were we over capacity. Mm-hmm. We are under capacity for this time of year. We have been the whole time. So you can't say it was Henry shut the state down because Henry was one of the last to shut the state down. Now state's open.
Yep.
Why are we not crushed by this? Anybody care to ask that question? And so, I mean, so bad that we now have to prop Prisma up because nobody showed up.
Well, I mean, pretty much all hospitals. I mean,
not just them.
Yeah, and you know, there's not pointing them out, but honestly, this is an issue for the entire American hospital system. The for-profit hospitals all across the country are struggling. Their employees, those that are still there and still employed, are struggling because of the actions that were taken here.
This is for March. I can't wait to see what happened in April and May. This is for March. We're supposed to be just, you know, gobsmacked with this illness. In March, elective cases were down 80%. Okay, those are, you know, you need knee surgery, right? That doesn't have anything to do with COVID. And so they canceled those to make room for the COVID patients who never came in the numbers that we were told they would. Physicians' office visits down 40%. Really? In March? Dude, I thought everybody's going to die.
Oh, I've got another one for you.
Wait, hold on. Emergency departments visits down 40%? You mean in the middle of the pandemic panic? Well, where are the people? And net revenue down 25% from budget, significantly impacting our revenue. Go ahead.
Here's another prime example of this overreaction here. The Javits Center in New York City is the home of the New York Auto Show, which usually happens in April. Well, that was canceled and moved back to August. Or postponed, I should say. Well, now they've canceled it again because they have used the Javits Center as one of those things that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did. They put together that emergency hospital there so they could handle everything. You know how many patients they have there now?
How many?
Zero. Zero. Not a single person is in that hospital that is located in the Javits Center. None. Zero. But they're still holding out because they're afraid that, you know, whether we may need it. Well, that's what you've been saying for quite some time now. And, of course, remember the hospital ship that the president sent up to New York City. Only maybe a dozen or so people that were ever taken there.
Well, Cuomo forced nursing homes that they did not have the infectious disease control that the CDC mandated. They did not have it.
Yeah.
And they forced these old people in nursing homes and literally murdered them. I mean, it's murder. They could have sent them to the ship. They did not. I think they were trying to drive the death toll. That's what I think they were trying to do. I think Cuomo got caught. He thought the media would protect him. But let's look at this Prisma situation because this is fascinating. When you're looking at they're literally below capacity that they would expect to have normally at this time of year, in the middle of this supposed pandemic that we're all going to die from. So bad that I had our state's health officials on my Facebook page shaming me to shut up. All the other conservative talk show hosts are on the planter. They're all telling people this is real. And why aren't you? Because it's a lie. You could tell from the beginning it was a lie. Why aren't they slammed, Lee? Well, I'll tell you why they're not slammed. You can go to the CDC report and understand it. If this thing is half as deadly as the flu in people 50 and under, of course they're not slammed. If this thing is as deadly as a severe flu for people 50 to 64, of course they're not slammed. They can handle flu season. They do it every year. That's most of the population, people 0 to 64.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I believe that if you do bad things in life, it eventually catches up to you. May not at first, which is maddening for those affected, but I do. I believe eventually karma, divine justice, whatever you want to call it, will catch up with you. And that happened here. Sacramento County, California. Love this because I can't stand a drunk driver. Oh, that is so selfish. Take a taxi. Call an Uber, for the love of God. But no, the selfish jerk, Sacramento County, had to drive drunk on Monday, didn't care about human life. Well, thank God, when he collided with something, it wasn't somebody. Driving drunk on Monday, swerved off the road and was promptly stopped by the pond he crashed into. But it wasn't just any pond. This is the best part. It was a liquid manure pond. A liquid manure storage pond. At a dairy farm. The guy was stuck in the pond for 2 hours. Oh, good. Probably gave him plenty of time to sober up. Before firefighters came and pulled him out, he's facing Dewey charges. I love the submersion pictures. Dude was submerged up to his chest bone. His car fully flooded with manure. Now, I wouldn't want anything terrible to happen to him. I don't want the car to go all the way down. But 2 hours, destroyed car, manure. I bet he takes an Uber next time. I bet he does. I bet this will be more instructive to him than if he actually hit and hurt somebody. Those people are profoundly selfish. They are. All right. Meanwhile, if you're a picky eater, it's probably your parents' fault. Say what? Yes, is according to a new study in the journal Pediatrics. If you're a really picky eater, it might be your parents' fault. I am. Researchers tracked 300 kids and their eating habits for 5 years. Their parents had to fill out a questionnaire when the kids were 4, 5, 8, 9 years old. Roughly 1 in 7 kids fell into the category of very picky eaters, where they'd refuse to eat vegetables or were really nervous about new foods. Researchers found that kids were less likely to grow out of their picky eating habits if their parents were strict with things like cleaning their plates and eating certain foods. Oh, well, my kids are screwed then. Everybody in the house cleans up their plate. Yep, takes it to the dishwasher, because I am not your maid. They think it's because doing that ends up creating thousands of negative experiences. Now, wait a minute, the cleaning the plate part? No, that's responsibility. Eating certain foods, eh. I've never been big on forcing the kids to eat stuff that they don't like. I'm bigger on, okay, you hate the broccoli, we'll find another vegetable. But you're going to eat a vegetable, but I'll work with you. Or you're going to eat a fruit, but I'll work with you. You hate that one, okay, just finish it this one time and I'll get you something else next time. And even rewarding them, they say, can backfire. For example, telling kids they can have ice cream if they finish their broccoli can actually make them hate broccoli more. I think just everybody hates broccoli. Oh, God, I hate broccoli. Instead, they suggest creating pleasant experiences with foods kids won't eat, like having them help you make the broccoli, showing them how much you like it. Yeah, that'll work. As long as you don't force it on them, they might come around. And if they don't, I guess the message of this is it's your fault, Mom. The way I figure it, no matter what you do, one of them's going to end up in therapy. It doesn't matter. Too strict, therapy. Too loose, therapy. You can't win. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Texter writes, cleaning off the plate means everything, eating everything that's on it, not just taking it to the dishwasher. See, I don't make my kids do that. I think that's bad. I teach them to, you know, look, you gotta eat, but you should stop when you feel full. Now, if it's something I know they don't like, and it's like, you know, one bite out of it, this and one out of it, I'm like, come on. But no, when they say they're full, they're done. And I encourage them, stop eating when you're full. Just tell me you're done, and if it looks like you should about be done, I'm fine with it. Texter writes, clean your plate is a Southern grandma talk for eat every morsel of food on your plate. Yeah, the unadded part of that sentence is, because I made it. Another texter writes, therapists gotta eat too. Yeah. Texter writes, well, that guy, oh, talking about the drunk driver. Well, that guy had a chit day. L-O-L. Now, the texter writes, was Biff driving that car? I don't know, but he got what he deserved. I'm not reading that. That's perverted. Texter writes, doctor visits down in March because all doctor's offices refused to see patients. We had to call in and sometimes use Google Duo to see the doctors. Same with emergency rooms. Okay, so that's where they're saying that's why the visits were down. Makes sense. Now the texter writes, my son loves broccoli. I'm convinced he's an alien. I wish I loved broccoli. Texter writes, hey Tara, you realize all those articles are written by therapists and psychologists to keep themselves in business, correct? Could be. I don't know. Another texter writes, I love, see, these are coming out of the woodwork. These people. I love broccoli, but there is a gene some people that have that makes broccoli taste very bitter. Yeah, I think I have that. Texter writes, I love eating trees, a.k.a. broccoli. My mom started calling them that in 1985 when I was 16. I'll see. Eat your broccoli and you're not in therapy. You're doing good, right? You are ahead of the game. All right. Meanwhile, I wanted to play this for you. It's today's first epic rant by Dave Portnoy, who I'm beginning to like. He actually owns the blog website Barstool Sports. And normally he's not political, but he has lost his mind over Anthony Fauci, who literally in the same week, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, crash stock market, knocked it down between 400 and 500 points. The kids can't go to school. We're going to have a second round. It's going to be bad. We got to, by the end of the week, he was, you know what? Now that I think about it, actually lockdowns are bad. Maybe we shouldn't do them anymore. Which has to make you think, like, what playbook is this guy consulting? It can't be science. Not when you do all that in 1 week. Well, Dave Portnoy noticed the same thing. It's today's first epic rant as he loses his mind on Fauci's very expensive flip-flops.
This is my whole point. Fauci, I just did a rant that like went viral literally like last week because you're like, if we open up the country, everyone's going to f***ing die. I'm paraphrasing, but that's like what he said. Now he's just, the wind blows and he's like, okay, no, we can't stay in forever. It causes irreparable damage if we stay. What is it, Fauci? Pick a f***ing side or at least say you don't know what the f*** you're talking about. If nobody knows anything, then what the f*** are we doing?
Sorry for all those beeps in there, but you get the point. And this is a guy who's not normally political. It's a legit question. What are we doing? I don't know. It's maddening. All right. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text me on the text line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Incredible. Democrats refusing in the House to investigate China. That's right. House Republicans attempted once again to reinitiate an investigation of China, which just announced they're in a Cold War with us. Remember the Cold War? That's a pretty big deal, wasn't it? I wonder what would have happened with the Cold War if we just decided we weren't going to participate. Like, the media just ignored it, largely. Russia's like, ha, Cold War. And we're like, eh, nah. I don't know. That's what the media is doing here. Wasn't widely covered. Barely made the Sunday shows. Yeah, China says we're in a Cold War. They've declared war on us. It's kind of scary from a country that may, coming from a country that may or may not have released a bioweapon. We don't really know yet. There's some really good evidence coming from that Five Eyes report that they did it on purpose. And whether they bioengineered that weapon, I have no idea. There have been conflicting studies and claims on that. But we do know this for a fact. We do know this for a fact. They knew it was out. They blocked travel within China, but allowed the international flights to continue, knowing full well they were seeding the world with the virus. And then they went a step further. When folks tried to shut the flights down, they threatened countries that wouldn't take them. What did they have to gain? Well, it was just an accident. No, it wasn't. They had a lot to gain. This is why the Democrats will not hold hearings on this. Remember this? Danielle DiMartino Booth, founder of MoneyStrong LLC, on why the Chinese did it to get out of a crippling trade deal they never wanted to sign.
Coronavirus and, you know, whatever's going on with U.S. and China. How much of this do you think is China saying, you know what, screw you, U.S. You're playing this hardball with me. I'm going to come and bully you in a whole different way that you won't even pay attention to it. How much credibility do you give to that?
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down Wuhan? Yes, they did. Is that criminal? Yes, it is. Does it deserve to go in front of a world tribunal? Yes, it does.
Democrats don't want to hold hearings. Oddly, the Republicans in the Senate don't want to either. So strange. Could be because Mitch McConnell personally, his wife's family owns a company that has added greatly to his $200 million net worth. It's a Chinese shipping company that does business directly with the Chinese government. I'm sure that's nothing to do with him not wanting to look at this. But how bad are things in our country with China? You want to get gobsmacked? You want to know why we don't make medicine here anymore? Let Rosemary Gibson explain it to you. She's the author of China RX, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. She sits on the board of a new company in Virginia. This is going to blow your mind. That's going to make generic drugs, get this, here in America. She says that in the last decade or so, we have developed the technology to make drugs, generic drugs, faster, cheaper, and with a smaller environmental footprint and real-time quality control that are not present in China. Well, why aren't we just making them then? We have new technology. She goes into the details of this. She says there's traditional ways of making drugs. It's like making it in batches. Like you might make a spaghetti sauce in batches, but this is a sort of continuous process that's been used in the chemical industry, she says. She talks about how they can now make a ton of these low-cost generic drugs very fast. This is an ability we didn't have even 10, 15 years ago, right? So what's the problem? Why don't we start making them here? Well, the Trump administration has partnered with a company. She's on the board of it. She doesn't get paid. She's an unpaid board member. She's on the board of it in Virginia. It's very exciting to refire up the American pharmaceutical industry so we can, you know, make our own drugs so China won't threaten us with withholding them, which to me is an act of war, along with all their other acts of war. Heck, they're out there declaring war, folks. Cold War. Come on. From a country that may or may not have unleashed a bioweapon, will they do it again? Do y'all even want to have a hearing? No, they don't care. It's Trump's fault. Okay. So why does the federal government have to partner with a company in Virginia to begin making pharmaceutical products, generic drugs in the U.S. again, right? I mean, if we can make them faster and cheaper, why can't we just beat the Chinese? No. No, we can't. Well, how's that possible? Let me explain. Gibson says, we opened up free trade with China in 2000, and within a couple of years of that free trade agreement with China being signed, that's when the last penicillin plant in the U.S. closed. That's when the last aspirin plant closed. We can't make it anymore. The last vitamin C plant closed. Oh, because they're better at it than us? No. They can make them cheaper? No. They got better technology? Mm-mm. Well, why? Gibson said, bad trade deals. China came in and cheated. They dumped drugs at below market prices. The drugs were subsidized by the Chinese Communist Party. No one can make them for this. China can't even do it. These are weaponized drugs. They dumped drugs at below market prices. They kept them low for several years and drove out American businesses as you can't compete. Now, this is why, literally, folks, we are so under attack economically. We can't open a generic drug factory without the help of the federal government. Why, she says? If you and I want to set up a business tomorrow to make medicine, China would come in the next day and undercut us and drive us out of business. Then, she says, once we're out of business, jack the prices. It's completely predatory. It is economic warfare. It is not capitalism. Not even close. Folks, you know what this means? We don't even know what the market price of a generic drug is. We have no idea. So what has happened in America is that the Chamber of Commerce, these big globalist companies, partnered with China for a couple of years of big-time profits where the Chinese government underwrites the cost of these drugs. They cannot make this better than us. We are better than them. We are more productive. We have better technology. We can make it cheaper and faster. What we can't do is stop the weaponized drugs. And we must. We must stop them. Folks, I'm here to propose to you. You know what we need to do? And Trump, his trade advisors were hinting at this, that he's going to take a major swipe at China. No more Chinese goods. No more. We give businesses a transition period to adjust their supply lines to a partnership with a country that is more reasonable. And then no more. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. No more Chinese goods. Oh, my God, what will we do? I don't know. Take out a map. Look, there's Indonesia. They make stuff cheap. India does, too. So does Vietnam. We got the whole world, folks. We don't need them. We don't need them. And if we could block them at their border, our borders, we might get our industry back. I mean, when it's so bad that the reason that the federal government has to partner with a pharmaceutical company for it to survive, when it has the technology to beat Chinese goods head-on competition in the market, is because China will weaponize its goods and subsidize them, produce them at the below the cost to make them, and kill off factories in America? Folks, do you know what Goldman Sachs does? When China's done cutting off, destroying factories with weaponized goods, China goes to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs lends them the money to go buy the factory. It's insanity. It's got to stop. This is warfare. And they're telling us we're in a cold war. We might or might not be willing to release another bioweapon. And if we do, good gosh, good luck getting the drugs. You're on your own. And the Democrats want to investigate Trump. And McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, wants to do nothing. So when you wonder, why don't we have drugs here? The biggest lie Washington has told you is that we can't make them as affordably as China. Not true. This is how bad it is right now. Text raise, good morning, Tara. This is exactly what my wife and I have been going through. Oh, they're talking about... We were talking earlier about the absolute absurdity the Prisma Health and other hospitals getting millions and millions and millions of federal dollars to help them cover their losses because they suspended elective surgeries to make room for all these COVID patients that were going to show up, and then they never got the crush that they were supposed to have. In fact, here's the crazy part. This blew my mind. They're below In terms of, you know, patients where they normally are for this time of year. I thought we were having a crisis. Guess not. Anyway, this man writes, "Morning, Tara. This is exactly what my wife and I have been going through since this crap started. 12 years ago, my wife had gastric bypass surgery and has had nothing but complications ever since. Since the beginning of March, she's been laying around in the fetal position in excruciating pain. I have taken her to multiple doctors and emergency rooms, and no one will treat her because of COVID-19. They say she's not an emergency, that this is pre-existing, and absolutely refuse to do anything for her. I'm at a loss right now with my hands tied, and I don't know what to do. I'm watching my wife slowly die." That's terrible. What about calling the doctor who did the surgery? Mention a lawsuit on the line? That always gets their attention. Even if you don't intend to sue, just gets their attention. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, this is just more suffering, more insanity. I mean, this whole thing. Folks, you know what? You know, somebody texted me, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember now. And every once in a while, something you guys text me gets stuck in my head and I can't get it out because it's so good. You know what the person said? It was a very simple text. "We are living in very fake times." These are fake times. Our news is not real at all anymore. I mean, we used to have fake stats and stuff. And we used to be like actually debate, right? You know, issues and stuff. That's what the news was. Should we have socialized healthcare? Should we not? Here's this biased clip from The Reporter, only featuring the Democrat. But at least it was something like news. At least we talked about issues. Everything is fake. We stagger from hoax to hoax. Russia collusion. Is your president a Russian spy? People believed it. Now we find out there was never any evidence. Not one shred. That's what the new documents show that are coming out. Nothing. They had nothing. They knew. Fake hoax. Oh, I love this one. Texter writes, "Dr. Anthony Fauci lost me when he said you can't shake hands, but it's okay to have..." Let me rephrase this. "Dr. Fauci lost me when he said you can't shake hands, but it's okay to play piano with someone you meet on the internet." I don't know if kids are listening or not. I used to be able to... You know, by the way, I used to know, you know, kids... I knew when the kids hit school and when I could do the adult segment portion of this show. I don't know anymore. I don't know how many kids are listening. It's all a mess. It's all confused and tossed in the air like a salad. Texter writes, "In regard to Chinese trade cheating and their undercutting of drug prices, can you say Boston Tea Party 2.0? Another texter writes, says, "Sounds like NAFTA." Yeah, NAFTA was a mess. Biggest disaster to hit Americans. Yeah, by the way, if you want to know who to blame for NAFTA, you want to know who to blame for what I just told you about the Chinese drugs? Two people. George H.W. Bush, or Daddy, as I not very affectionately call him, and Bill Clinton. NAFTA was Bush's baby. He just lost. So Clinton picked up the mantle, and it was a two-part beatdown of American manufacturing. The first part was NAFTA, to create the NAFTA loophole to help the Chinese get the goods in here. But the second part, you know, so they could go over our borders in violation of the treaties. And the second part was getting them into the WHO so they would have all the access to our markets, but then would never comply with the part where we were supposed to have access to theirs. They killed manufacturing. I mean, you would talk about HW's legacy. Honest to God, I don't think anybody has done more damage to this country than him and his son. Because by doing this stuff, they gave the Democrats permission. They made it okay. The human costs are incalculable of what those two did. And then, by the way, for Bush and Obama to come out last week and say that they're not going to take pictures with Trump, he's not going to be included in the former president's club. Good. Good. Those two don't deserve to lick the bottom of Trump's shoes. They're not worthy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.